This is VOA News. I'm Laurel Bowman. The Director General of the World Health Organization, Tedros Adhanom Ghebreyesus, says outside China, there are now over 1,100 cases in 26 countries of the new coronavirus, which began in China.
Although the total number of cases outside China remains relatively small, we're concerned about the number of cases with no clear epidemiological link, such as travel history to China or contact with a confirmed case.
Lebanon confirmed its first coronavirus case Friday, a 45-year-old woman who had arrived from Iran and was being quarantined in a Beirut hospital. A Lebanese health minister said that two other suspected cases are also being investigated. Iranian health authorities Friday reported two more deaths from the new virus. So far, 18 cases have been confirmed in that country. A senior U.S. State Department official says the seven-day reduction of violence deal promised by the Taliban will begin tonight. Thus begins the countdown to the signing of a peace agreement between the Taliban and the United States, scheduled for the end of this month, and paving the way for a withdrawal of U.S. troops, as well as intra-Afghan negotiations. After a U.S. intelligence official warned lawmakers last week in a classified briefing that Russia is once again interfering in the U.S. presidential election, U.S. President Donald Trump moved to replace his top intelligence official. The president was reportedly irate after learning of the briefing, concerned that officials had shared information that could be used against him. Trump called Acting Director of National Security Joseph McGuire to the Oval Office and ultimately decided to replace him. An official replacement to McGuire is expected soon. This is VOA News.